Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jansen, waiting for him to call in. Have you been checking out some of these couch concerts that people have been doing from Nashville? A lot of people doing a lot of stuff. Mitchell Tenpenny and Tyler Rich and Jake Owen. My gosh, Jordan Davis, I guess, did something last night, and so did Russell Dickerson. Is that right? So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on in Nashville.
Yeah.
But
Mitchell Tenpenny was one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of like these a little bit more because then you get, like, more intimate concerts. And, you know, I think, like, artists kind of feel a little bit more relaxed and they can kind of maybe try something new.
Hey, we got a better artist on the phone right now. Can I pick him up?
Yeah, please do.
Hello, Mr. Jansen.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you? how y'all doing?
We're good. I guess I can say, how are things at home?
Yeah, they're fine. You know, that's really a reason for my call this morning, man. I'm ready to start turning on the radio again and hearing some normal positivity from people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we're all going to get through these times, man. And the music hadn't changed, so I'm not changing either. I'm just I'm enjoying some time with my kids. It's actually been really refreshing to, you know, we say we spend time with our kids a lot, right? Everybody kind of brags about that, but between work schedules and traveling and all that kind of stuff, I mean, we do, but we personally haven't been able to spend as much time as I'd like with them. And it's been really great, actually. You know, we've had some real quality time, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that. So we are, we've just been praying through the rest of it, man, praying for our communities and our country and, you know, our friends, ourselves. And I would say, you know, life is full of trials all the time. So this is just another one, and we will overcome this one, too.
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, it, as sad as it is, because you had such a great tour and seeing you at the Palace a month ago, what a remarkable show, Chris. And you were just the best in the world, and the people were just crazy over you, sitting in that audience in a packed house. It was a great show. But coming off the road like this and not, you know, not knowing when you're getting back on, you don't have to, you know, the worries are gone in terms of thinking about what you're going to do your next show and how you're going to do the travel plans and all that. As you say, you can spend time with your family and do nothing but spend time with your family. That's great. But the fact that you're calling us is great.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's great to be on with you. And you know, it feels so weird. I mean, I'm a workhorse, first of all. You know me, I love to work. So and I don't care what that might entail. I just enjoy getting up and doing something productive. So that's me and Kelly both, you know. Would I be lying to say that we're not stir crazy at moments? Absolutely. like every other normal person out there, we're stir crazy. But you know, my hearts and prayers have really been with my friends out there who are in the 9-to-5 work schedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The folks that are getting up on a regimen, and you know, unfortunately, right now a lot of kids are. Which is great. It's a great thing. It's like a catch-22. It's a great thing to spend time with your kids, but they're also not in school, which hinders work schedules and all of that stuff, you know, snowballs. so I've had that on my mind a lot, man, because a lot of my crowd, in particular, like a lot of the country music crowd and ticket buying audience and consumers, they are the 9-to-5ers, man. And but mine in particular, and I've gotten to know my fans really well, you know, and some of them on a personal level. So that hurts, you know. And but the thing I want to impress this morning in this conversation is that when it's not, you know, for anybody out there listening, trust me, man. I have this song, Everybody's Going Through Something, for instance. And everybody, like, legitimately is going through something right now. So, at the same time, and a lot of the same feelings. And, you know, I've never, ever tried to impress my religious views on anybody, because I'm not a, I don't consider myself a religious person. I just consider mm-hmm. myself a praying man and a guy of faith. So, I mean, If now more than ever, putting trust in the Lord counts, and you know, and that goes for everybody. And so that's what I've been doing. And you know what? I figure this. I say it a lot. You know, my wife reminded me of this. I say a lot on stage and in interviews and things. You woke up this morning. You're blessed to be alive. And a lot of times I say that in passing. I'm not even thinking about it, just because it's just part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's, if there's something to remember for everybody out there, you are blessed.
Oh, yeah.
You did what you did. Was, wake up. If you're hearing this, you woke up, so you're blessed to be alive.
100%.
Well, it was 5 years ago. Happy anniversary was the day that you put a song called Buy Me a Boat up for sale on iTunes. And in no time, you were in the Warner Brothers stable. So we got to say congratulations and thank God that happened. And I'm also thinking, is this situation now, as a songwriter, putting all kinds of thoughts in your head about songs to do?
Well, yes and no. You know, it's an interesting thing that I think there will be some great songs come out of it, no doubt. But you know, I'm stuck away out here in the country. I mean, like, I'm in the country today.
Hell yeah!
I read that maybe there was a chance of me playing a few songs this morning. I didn't even have a guitar, so I just wanted to be honest with you. So, any writing I'm doing or singing I'm doing is literally in my own head and just a cappella riding around. But I think there'll be some great songs come out of it. I'm always thinking about music, because here's the great thing. Through my schedule, the shows, they're just postponing and rescheduling. So, you know, it's like I was talking with Kelly. So, okay, whoop-de-doo. We won't have as busy of an early spring. Maybe we'll get blessed enough to have a busier fall. Because, you know, every year in an entertainer's life, for the most part, in the fall, you're getting stir-crazy because you're not as busy as you were in the spring and summer. And now it's going to be completely reversed. So, no worries, you know. I'm just thankful to be alive. I really am. I'm thankful to be healthy, and all of my family, thankfully, is healthy, and that's not the case for everybody. And you know, when you come down to the nuts and bolts of life, it's nothing to do with my job or your job. We have really cool jobs. We talk about music and fun and laughter and yeah, the great things in life, man. But, you know, in serious times, a lot of folks are dealing with them way more than we are. So when you think about, when you put your life in perspective in those moments, how thankful we all are and could continuously should be, that's what really makes a difference to me. So I know there will be time to make new music. I know there will be time to write new songs. Right now, you know, on the business side of things, which, you know, the business has not stopped. And for a lot of people, mm-hmm. You know, the only thing they got right now is to turn onto the radio, you know, for some entertainment. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful, you know, that I have hit songs on there. So that's a blessing in itself.
We're going to play one of those hit songs. This too shall pass, though. Mr. Jansen, thank you for taking the time. Our love to Kelly and the kids, and good luck to you. I can't wait to see you again. And it looks like it's going to be a very interesting fall for you and all the talent that is waiting to get out again from Nashville.
I think so, too. And I appreciate you guys and appreciate you taking the time to talk this morning. And I just want to say to all the listeners out there, man, I can't wait to see you. I know that goes for everybody in the entertainment community. We all can't wait to see you. And for me personally, man, just please try to keep your head up. And please, if you're a Christian, man, put your faith in the Lord. Whatever you believe in, just try to find a little bit of faith. And just remember that when you wake up in the morning, the biggest part of the day is waking up and how blessed you are to do that. And that everybody's going through something out there, including myself. And we are, I never thought I would ever say this, but I'm saying it for real. Like, we are truly in this together. So I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. And I think we'll prevail, sooner than later.
You got it. And because you said that, we're coming to your house for dinner tonight.
That is true.
You are more than welcome. My wife calls me Daniel Boone, so you are more than welcome. I've been teaching my kids how to start fires outside and all kinds.
Here we go.
Everything I need to. It's a great learning time.
We'll stay 6 feet
you
away.
You got it.
Okay, you guys have a great day, and thank you again.
You too. Thanks. Thanks.
I'll see you, brother. Bye-bye.
See ya.
There's Chris Jansen. Nobody better than that. And now that we're done, let's play done on Y108.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.